Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Matilda and Ellie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Queensland farmers are urging home gardeners to be vigilant over fears a highly contagious virus will spread. Home gardeners and industry members planting tomatoes, chilies and capsicums are being warned of the spreading of tomato brown rugose fruit virus. The state is continuing to restrict the movement of seeds, plants and fruit, as well as machinery, equipment and packaging from areas afflicted by the virus. The virus, which is not harmful to humans, causes brown or yellow spots to appear on produce. It was first detected in South Australia last year and has since been found in Victoria. Biosecurity experts have declared the virus not feasible to eradicate, and efforts will be redirected to a management strategy. Fears remain that Queensland farmers risk losing millions of dollars in waste due to the virus. An inquest into death of 11-year-old Queensland boy has revealed that he likely would have survived if given appropriate medical attention. The mother of Tristan Farham, who died in 2021 after being bitten by a brown snake, has called for the full review of her son's case after medical experts told a coronial inquest that he would likely have survived if hospitalised for treatment. Forensic pathologist Christopher Day, who performed Tristan's autopsy, declared the cause of death to the inquest as hypertension, caused by snake envenomation. This led to blood pooling in his abdomen and cardiac arrest. The inquest heard that Tristan's parents checked for possible snake bites, but there were no obvious signs. Coroner Ainsley Kirkgaard will hand down her findings within the next few months. In national news, Victorian school principals will be given greater power to suspend or expel students for misbehaviour outside of school or online. The current rules, which only apply to students' behaviour within school grounds, will be superseded starting next term. The Victorian government says these changes come in response to the rise in assaults and online bullying within school communities, but outside of school grounds. Online assaults include the use of AI deepfake images. Education Minister Ben Carroll hopes the change will send a clear message, and any harmful behaviour beyond the school grounds or online will have consequences. Mr. Carroll says this is a measure the Victorian government is using as a last resort.
Listeners are advised that the following story contains a mention of assault. Hundreds of people who have taken part in a solidarity walk in Canberra supporting a woman who was attacked while running on the popular bush track. The 59-year-old was allegedly grabbed from behind and assaulted by a 15-year-old boy. Police say she was hit over the head, choked, and her phone stolen. The solidarity walk organiser Melanie Lloyd has said that the community wanted to reclaim the track and show their support for the victim. Ms. Lloyd says women should have the opportunity to exercise outdoors freely, without fears of attack or assault. ACT's Senator Katie Gallagher, who attended the walk, said it is crucial to combat negative attitudes towards women from an early age, with many young children joining their parents within the solidarity walk. In international news, the Dutch government is toppling due to the resignation of right-wing coalition leader Geert Wilders. Mr. Wilders has told reporters that he signed up for the toughest asylum policy and not the downfall of the Netherlands, following his demand for immediate support for his proposals to completely halt asylum migration. The Dutch Prime Minister, Dick Schoof, has urged leaders to act responsibly, but announced that he would also step down several hours after Mr. Wilders, who was an anti-Muslim populist accused of hate speech. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It is currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We will be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.